Jack Tracks on Res Radio. We have two guests today before 7 o'clock. The world famous Webb Wilder joined us by phone earlier this week, and from across the pond, across the Atlantic Ocean. Oh boy, Jimmy Lunsford helped me find this guy, and it's just been a wild adventure with Starsky Cartmel. That's Jack's Tracks on Res Radio. I'm producer Chris. We'll be here till 4 o'clock, where my four-paw pal friend, Jack, set us up for success.
Hello, everybody. This is Webb Wilder, the last of the full-grown men, and you're listening to Jack's Tracks on Res Radio.
Just burn a house down. Everybody's home cooking with gasoline. A bathtub gin, methamphetamine. When my nicks are just right, I'm a brand new man, flying too high to fall. Another dark night with a motel tan, running from Billy's meatball. Don't allow no riders, don't stop to piss. I've got the jig break tune, I do a perfect fit.
Producer Chris here. I had the extreme pleasure of reaching out and getting home of Hattiesburg, Mississippi native and now Tennessee resident Webb Wilder.
It says Webb Wilder was Americana before it had a name, and I got to thinking,
It's probably right. I don't know if Bob Dylan or would agree with that, but yeah, it's probably right.
Well, that's all good. And of course, what, you know, the fact that I don't know if it's a fact, but the possibility that I was Americana before Americana had a name doesn't mean Bob Dylan wasn't.
That's true.
Know, a lot of people predate the term, but, you know, I always, my personal take on it all, I think, is that I feel like, Americana radio, the way we do it at WMOT now, for instance, is the closest thing we have to what album-oriented rock radio was at one time, where you got everything from James Taylor to Led Zeppelin, you know, and variety and eclecticism is what I like to think Americana is and should be about. And the Beatles kicked that door open, in my opinion, you know, because they would have Long Tall Sally and Yesterday, you know, and the variety thereof. And that's what I grew up on. And I sort of thought that it might have been because I wasn't just astoundingly good at one singular thing, where you have this, you know, Jimmy Vaughn kind of vision that I am a bluesman like he had. And he's great, you know, doing that. But I always thought that to be cool, you picked up the challenge of the Beatles, basically, and tried to know something about where music came from and then try to do something with those various roots and blend them and stuff. And that's what they did. And that's kind of in my own not up to Beatles standards way what I've tried to do.
Well, you talk about roots. I really think you hit it with this 13th album. Boy from Hattiesburg, Mississippi, Give Him a Guitar. And you're just having fun, aren't you?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And, you know, they say that youth is wasted on the young. And whether that's true or not, I will say that having gotten to this ripe old age, I kind of know what I think now, you know. And so the catalyst in making this album, which allowed me to go ahead and kick in my other ideas, I guess, was my good friend and one of the world's greatest guitarists, David Grissom, you know. And he and I go way back to when we did shows together, when he played with Joe Ely, and along the way, and he's played on some of my albums, and I recorded one of his songs on one of my albums, and we were in touch during the pandemic and shortly thereafter and all the time. And he wanted my opinion on this song, and he sent it to me, Hillbilly Speedball, just a acoustic guitar vocal demo. And I said, man, I want to do it. What do you think about that? He goes, well, that'd be great. And next thing you know, of course, he's playing on it and all that. And it really kind of just got the, as I'm now fond of saying, the Hillbilly Speedball rolling.
Well, the album, obviously, I've listened to the whole thing several times. And if there was a way to wear out sound recordings on a hard disk, I'm getting pretty close there, because it just kind of grabs you and lets you know that not only do you have things rolling along, but this music is pretty addictive.
Well, I'm just so thrilled to hear that. It's early days. So, you know, I've noticed that the single, the title cut, is getting good feedback, but this is really the first time from somebody outside our little inner circle that I've gotten feedback on the whole album from. So that's real. Thank you. That's great to hear.
Well, it is a joy to track one through 10 and then repeat. So,
wow. That's killer. Thank you.
So you're going on tour, aren't you?
Yeah, we've got dates, you know, and it'll be a take your vitamins situation. June is looking really busy, and we've got a couple of things in May. And, you know, I haven't been as on the road as I once was, but we never stopped playing. There was never like a whole year where we didn't play some live dates or something. And, you know, back in January, we did a bunch of principal cities. We did Chicago, Cincinnati, we did Columbus, Ohio, we did Knoxville, Tennessee. I'm probably leaving something out. So yeah, we have stuff on the books to go to Madison and go back to Chicago. Chicago's always been a good market for me. We never got to New York or LA that much, but we certainly played there. And I was watching this Tom Hanks narrated America's thing. Have you seen any of those shows?
No, but I've heard about it.
They're really good, and the nature photography is phenomenal. So we were watching the one where they were up in like, you know, the whole West Coast up in British Columbia. And I was remembering, oh, yeah, I've played Victoria. I've played Vancouver. I've been to Fiji. You know, I've been to Dublin, I've been to Miami, I've been to Toronto, I've been to Peterborough, Ontario, you know, so there are people who've done a lot more touring than me, but we've been doing it a long time. So at one time or another, got to all those places.
Stay tuned. We'll have more with Webb Wilder right after this.
Res Radio 91.3.
We're talking with Webb Wilder, who has an album that has just hit the streets. Gonna tear it up because it's Hillbilly Speedball. And Webb, you know, you bring a lot to the table, but you also bring a lot to the airwaves, don't you? Every afternoon.
Well, thank you for saying it there. I hope I do. I enjoy doing it, and I get pretty good feedback on doing it. And there's a lot of good music, you know. And so I think it's an honor to present it to people. And we were talking about, I call her fearless leader, Jessie Scott, our WMOT program director. You know, she slips in. I mean, she puts all the new chart-making Americana stuff in there, but I mean, she slips in everything from Little Willie John to the Rolling Stones, too.
Exactly.
You know? So, I mean, it is a gas to, you know, think that, oh, man, it may be, you know, maybe it's because of us that someone's hearing Little Willie John for the first time.
Well, where can we find the album? Where can we buy the album?
Well, certainly, we're doing pre-orders. Thank you for asking, at webwilder.com for the physical, you know, the CDs and the vinyl. And there are pre-saved Spotify, Amazon links, and, you know, music so exists in the virtual realm now. I'm from that other century, you know, so I have trouble articulating stuff about it. But suffice it to say, if you are a listener who listens in the virtual realm, you won't have trouble finding it. And I'm sure Amazon will have the physical goods too, but we certainly will have them at webwilder.com.
That's the only way to go. Get the money back to Webb most directly without somebody taking a cut.
Well, and the van always needs repairs. That's all.
Exactly. I do have to bring up, though, you do have a very special guest among others, but Vince Gill dropped in on a cut, didn't he?
He did, and you know, my new phrase for him is the world's most down-to-earth superstar.
Wow.
He is so cool and unassuming, and he's so not self-important that you might forget, oh, this guy, you know, is legitimately a superstar. And he's a big guy like me, so he always likes the Last of the Full-Grown Men connotation, but we're both super guitar nerds, you know, and I've always been a guitar nerd. I'm the kid who wrote Rickenbacker about catalogs and things like that. The difference is Vince, since he is a superstar, actually has an amazing guitar collection. So we bonded, you know, over that. We will always run into each other at the vintage shows here in Nashville, and have a lot of the common friends. And Vince is just a good friend to a lot of people. I'm certainly not, you know, his amigo number one or anything, but he's certainly been a good friend to me, and it's a true honor to have him on there. And he just was so no fuss about doing it. He said, sure, man, send it on. I'll sing on it.
Well, Webb Wilder, I know your time is precious. I really appreciate you hanging out this afternoon. I did want to mention Richard Bennett, but, you know, the Wrecking, who's not a fan of Richard Bennett? But
it was such a joy. I mean, he is a good friend, and I'm lucky that our friendship is enhanced by his friendship with my co-producer, George Bradfute, because Richard does all his albums at that studio, too. And we had a blast hanging out with him in the studio.
Wow.
and everything he brought to the party was killer. And I just heard him do some great stuff because they had a big Duane Eddy tribute concert here. He was in the house band and was a featured performer. And
all right.
And Vince was on that show, too, for that matter. Well, Chris, thank you so much for having me and for saying those kind things and for playing the music. I can't thank you enough.
This is the last song I'm ever gonna sing. I'm never gonna be a star. I came to Nashville a long time ago. People said that I could be a star. But all that I remember is loneliness and hunger. Oh, this is the last song I'm ever gonna sing. The last time I play my old guitar, I've wasted my life and I didn't gain a thing. Oh, I'm never gonna be a star.
This interview was recorded via phone on April 22nd in the afternoon after he completed his afternoon shift on the Middle of Tennessee Radio, WMOT. Thanks, Webb.
Hello, everybody. This is Webb Wilder, last of the Full Grown Men. You're listening to Jack's Tracks on Res Radio, and I'd like to remind you to practice the Webb Wilder credo. Work hard, rock hard, eat hard, sleep hard, grow big, wear glasses if you need them.